Zeggen we nacht bij beet misna al het akkai met het amincha. Lech als je ra, o lahak de kum te lomacha. Mordor Rabbi Yitzi bezei su pigo, de chayab in alabkar. If while the Kohen is doing the kmita of the mincha, he has a machshavet chutzlus mana. He has a machshavet that he's going to eat the shirayim the next day after the allotted time for the achila shirayim. Or that he's going to be makter the kaimet the next day after the allotted time for the akhtar's kaimet. In this case, Rabbi Yitzi agrees with the chachamim that the mincha is pigo under the chi of kares for anybody who eats the shirayim. Even though in the next case, Rabbi Yitzi will argue with the chachamim, in this case, Rabbi Yitzi agrees that the mincha is pigo. Lahakdir levoinasa lamachar, Rabbi Yitzi yoimer pasol vein bo kares. The chachamim yoimer pigo v'chayav and olav kares. But if while the kohen is doing the kmiti, he has a machshava that it's going to be makter the levoina the next day, in this case, Rabbi Yitzi holds that although the mincha is pasul, there's no chi of kares for achila shirayim. The mincha is not pigo, even though he had a machshavat chutz l'zmano. And the chacham argue, they say that in this case also the mincha is pigo and there's a chi of kares for anybody who eats the shirayim. Now the reason why Rabbi Yitzi holds that when there's a machshavat chutz l'zmano on the levoina, the mincha is not pigo, is because there's a klal in matir, the spago matir. The levoina and the kaimet together are the matirim of this mincha. They are called a matir. Because Ayidei the Akhtara, the Kermit and the Levina, that allowed the Kohanim to eat the Shirayim. And the Klal of Matir, Mephago Matir, tells us that if while you're doing the Avodah of one of the Matir, you have a Machshava on the other Matir, a Machshava is Chutzlus Mano, that will not make the Mincha Pikul. And the Chachamim says that even though we agree with the Klal of Matir, Mephago Matir, but that's only where the two Matirim are not in the same Kli. As in this case, that the Kaimets and the Levoina are put in the same Kli to be brought to the Mizbeach, this would not be included in the case of Ein Matir, Mefago Matir. When would we say Ein Matir, Mefago Matir? For example, by the Shnei Kisvei Atzer, the Akrova of the Shnei Kisvei Atzer, that allowed the Kohanim to eat the Shtei Alechem. And if, wow, the Shechita is being done on one of the Kisvei Atzer, he has a Mashav on the other one of the Kisvei Atzer, the Mashav that's Chutzlus Mano. That would be a case of Ein Matir, Mefago Matir. These are two separate Matirim, the two Kisvei Atzer. But over here, where the Kaimet and the Levoina are put in the same Kli, we don't have a Klal of Ein Matir, Mefago Matir. Amru Lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yosi, Ma Shana Zu Min Hazeva. Why is this case different than a case of a Korban? That when somebody sets a Korban with the Machshavas Chutzlus Mano on the Emurim, that he has a machshava that is going to be makir the emurim, the part of the korban that's put on the mizbeach, chutzlus mano. The korban is pigo. And according to Rabbi Yosei, who holds ein matir, mefago matir, even when they're in the same kli, so even though over here, the emurim and the shechita, which is done on the tzavar of the behemah, is on the same behemah, we should say ein matir, mefago matir, and the korban should not be pigo. So why does Rabbi Yosei agree over there that the korban is pigo? Amar lahem, Rabbi Yosei responded, Shahazebach damo uvisaro ve'emurav echad ulevoina eina mina mincha. He said over there, it's different. Because by a zebach, by a korban, the dam and the bach and the emurim are all one thing. As opposed to over here, where the levoina is separate from the mincha. Meaning to say that by a korban, without the shechita, you can't do the haktaras emurim at all. The shechita allows us to do the haktaras emurim, and the haktaras emurim allows us to eat the basal. So therefore over there we don't say in matter mefago matter, since each one of those things is taloi on the other. As opposed to by a mincha, the levona is separate from the mincha. So therefore, even though it's put in the same kli as a kaimet, it's considered something separate, and therefore by a mincha we would say in matter mefago matter. If the stay at basal that are brought in Azeret, together with the Shtei Alechem, with Nishchan Adam, to eat one of the Shtei Alechem the next day, which is Chutzlus Mano, and the Shtei Alechem can only be eaten Liyom V'Laila. And the Akrava, the Shnei Asbachim, is what is Matir the Kohanim to eat the Shtei Alechem. Hikter Shnei Bezichem, Lecho Echad Min Astarin L'machem. If the Kohen was Matir, the Shnei Bezichem of Levona, which are put on the two Marachot of the Lechem HaPanim, Adat to eat one of the Starim of Lechem HaPanim, the next day, which is Chutzlus Mano. And there are two Marachos of Lechem HaPanim two orders of lachna panim, stick lachma panim on each maracha. And on each maracha there is a kaf of levona. And the akhtara of the levona is what allowed the kohanim to eat the lachma panim. And his das was by the akhtara of the levona that one order of lachma panim will eat that day, and the other order will eat chutzus mano the next day. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Oseh hachalo, Oseh haseder shechisha velo, pigo, bechayav and olav karas. Vasheni pasul ve'en bo karas. Rabbi Yosi said, that one of the two chalos, and that one of the two orders of lachma panim, on which he was choshev that he would eat the next day, with the machshavah psul of chutzus mano, would be considered pigo, and it would be a chiyav karas for eating it. And the other one of the shtelach, and the other order of lachma panim, although it's possible, but it's not pigo, there would be no chiyav karas for eating it, since on that one of the shtei lachem, and on that order of lachma panim, he did not have a machshava chutzlus manim. The chachamim omrim, zedet pigo, the chayavin alav karas. The chachamim say, both of the shtei lachem, and both orders of lachma panim, are pigo, and there would be a chiyav karas for eating any of the lachma panim, or either one of the shtei lachem, since one of them is pigo, the rest are pigo also. Nidme dachas min achalos, o echad min astar. If one of the two chalos of the shtei lachem became tamer, or one of the orders of lachma panim became tamer. Rabbi Yehuda oimer shneim yetzu lebeis hasreifa she'ein korban tzibur chalos. Rabbi Yehuda said, both orders of lachma panim and both of the shtei lachem must be taken out to be burnt, as we cannot put up a korban tzibur. We can't allow the kohanim to eat one without the other. If one of them is tamei, the rest has to be burnt also. The chachamim omrim hatamei b'tumaso v'hatahar ye'achol. The chachamim say the one that is tamei remains tamei and is burnt, but the one that is tahar could be eaten. Now the mechorim explain that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim is when it became tamei before the zrika of the dam of the shnei kvasim in the case of the shtei lachem, or before the akhtara of the levona in the case of the lachem apanim. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda says they all have to be burnt. But where it became tamei after the akhtara of the levona in the case of the lachem apanim, or after the zrikas dam of the shnei kvasim in the case of the shtei lachem, in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the chachamim that only the one that is tamei is burnt, and the rest could be eaten.